Just when we thought it couldn't get much worse for the Denver Broncos, the state of football in the state, it did. Got much worse. Denver loses to Carolina. Are they tanking? That did not look like a tanking team to me. I mean, this is finally, okay, every game they're in, they're close, whatever, a few plays go their way. You get smoked. 13-point loss is a lot of times does feel like you got smoked. And in this case, it feels like that. Denver had a field goal. Of the meaningful points that Denver had yesterday, they get a field goal after a muff punt by the Panthers. And there's a field goal. 23-10. Carolina now 4-8. The Broncos are 3-8. And it sure seems like this is the worst. This is definitely the worst Broncos team I've ever seen, that I've personally ever witnessed. This is worse than Josh McDaniels in his second year. This is worse than what we saw with Vance Joseph and Vic Fangio. Oh, and by the way, just to make you feel better, the hard part of the schedule is coming up. You got Baltimore coming up next week. Baltimore certainly has a lot to play for. You got the Chiefs twice in that mix, and just nothing positive in sight, my friends. Here we sit on November 28th, and you got a Broncos team that looks more clueless than ever before. Nathaniel Hackett is... I'm shocked. Listen, I'm not a big fire the guy in the middle of the season or during the season. I've never quite been there unless you thought an interim coach might be somebody on your radar anyway, so you kind of want to see how he handles everything. But I'm done at this stage. I mean, every week it's the same. It's not the same thing. It's worse. Russell Wilson looks bad. And listen, the offensive line, as we've talked about, is terrible. They're playing with so many reserves. Defense, I feel like, you know, finally you started to see them personally being chipped away. You saw Purcell and Wilson go at it. That was the big story, the big takeaway. Michael's filling in for Angel, by the way. Michael, I've said this every Monday, every week. There's always something extra about the Broncos' loss. It's not always a loss. It's just there's the loss, it sucked, but there was this. Nathaniel Hackett couldn't get the play calls in. Russell Wilson misses a wide-open wide receiver in overtime. They run it when they should have thrown it. They throw it when they should have run it. They just want to get to the left hash, 45 left hash, or what was it? I don't remember. 43 left hash, instead of letting Russ go in that first game of the season. There's always something extra about this team. And in this case, I suppose the extra was Purcell and Russell Wilson. Purcell flipping out, reasonably so. I think you need that sometimes. But Russ just kind of, you know, it's okay. Well, I don't even know what was said. They didn't really say what was said. Purcell said, you know, it's unacceptable. Do something. Trying to get people sparked. And that was kind of it. And Russ just looked sleepy. Dude, someone gets in your face like that, you get in their face. You go at it. You have a healthy little back and forth there. You need to blow up. Lose it a little bit. Thought Russ might get into a fight late in that game with the defensive lineman for the Panthers. I kind of want to see some pushback here. I want to see some fire. You think Purcell's getting up in Peyton Manning's face? And if he is, you think Peyton Manning's just going to quietly try to defuse the situation? Manning's getting at him too, even if he knows he's bad. It's getting really, really bad, guys. my Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's the more miserable team at this point? Who's worse? Like, as a program and a franchise, I hate that I'm doing this, but that's where we are. The Broncos, Rockies, or the Buffs? Football. And, you know, if you want to just go franchise history, that's the Rockies. the last 7 years or so? Dude, when's the last time the Rockies went to the playoffs? They went within 7 years, didn't they? Are the Broncos have taken over as the worst franchise slash program, if you're comparing it to college, in the state. I mean, things are bad for CSU, but you have a new coach. You finish with a win. You have a lot of young guys. You're looking forward and saying, okay, maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe CSU can turn this thing around. UNC Bears, well, they fired their coach. It's pretty bad with football, but given where they are, you know, in the FCS, I don't, other than a few diehard Bears fans, I don't know that a lot of people lose sleep overnight over what they do with their football team. So, again, the Broncos are the worst team in this state. It's getting worse every single week. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brady, nice to hear Micah again. Have you talked yet? Hi, Micah.
I talked during the morning show.
There you go. How does he feel about USA versus Iran tomorrow? Putting my house on the line regarding his breakdown. Michael hates soccer. We'll leave it at that.
I don't know what that is. Let's talk about the Broncos.
Soccer. Well, I'd rather talk about soccer at this point.
I'd rather talk about the Broncos.
You're wearing your Broncos getup today. I mean, even the most optimistic of Broncos fans have to know this is a dumpster fire. It is on fire. You should get out now while you're still alive. It's on fire, dude.
I will die in the fire with the Broncos. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
You still think they're winning
the
every game now? You think they're beating Baltimore?
Yes.
You got it's a sickness with you, Michael. I'm sorry. This is your therapy session today. It's a sickness. And I want you to get better. Can you watch a Nuggets game? Maybe you need to watch something positive. Can you watch the Avs a little more? Or watch the Nuggets? Watch some college basketball?
First of all, Kroenke needs to go back and say, hey, I apologize, Comcast.
No.
Please put this on TV.
Or you can just make the switch like you should have done 4 years ago.
Or
you can find it in different ways.
Yeah,
there are different ways.
I need to use a VPN and watch it on ESPN Plus.
You know when the Broncos brought Brock Osweiler back, and Elway said he needed some quarterback therapy, you know, rehab, so to speak, quarterback rehab. I think you need some fan rehab because you've just been punished and tortured. And I'm a Broncos fan too. But I follow enough stuff where, boom, squirrel over there. Broncos are over. Okay, I can go watch the Nuggets. I can focus on UNC basketball, CU basketball, Wyoming basketball, CSU basketball, college football, which I know you're a college football fan. But this is not good. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know that another win's coming. I don't think another win's coming this season. This team is battered and bruised and broken.
I mean, yeah, they are battered and bruised and broken, and I mean, there are so many. You should have heard me on the show this morning. I mean, this is the worst I've seen it. I was critical, and it's just so hard.
It's awful. Yesterday was the worst I've seen in a while. Double A, let me answer your question. Yes, technical difficulties. Getting them worked on. I'll leave it at that. But don't worry, it will be fine. I'll just say it. Working on the FM situation right now. It'll be back. I can promise you that. Things happen in the business, man. Crazy things.
Yeah, when you said technical difficulties, I thought you were talking about the Broncos. I was like,
technical difficulties.
Yeah.
They need rewired. They need unplugged and plugged back in. I there's nowhere to go.
Can you? I sometimes want them to do that with Russell Wilson because it's like you've got a wide open guy. Why are you missing him?
I don't know.
And if you look at the Broncos,
is he that bad? Is Russ that bad?
He's that bad.
How did he become this bad?
I don't know.
Is it Hackett? Does Hackett ruin everything he touches? Because I had someone bring this to me today on Twitter message and said, is it any coincidence that the defense has gotten worse the last 2 weeks since Nathaniel Hackett gave up offensive play calling duties? Does that mean Hackett has been plugging himself more into the defensive meetings where he's screwing things up? where his demeanor, which is a nice guy, is coming in and ruining everything. Mike Purcell and Russell Wilson are – Purcell's ripping into Hackett behind him. And you have some – Hackett?
I have a little bit of a clip.
Is it Hackett?
Yes,
let's hear from Hackett on that.
I didn't see it. I know they're both competitors. I know Mike wants to win. He's going to do whatever he can to try to get the team fired up. And, I'm not sure. We'll get to the bottom of it.
He was behind you.
Yeah, he was behind
you. They were right behind you. If you tell me you can't hear him yelling, then what? You're the coach. Can you not pay attention to anything going on your sidelines? Do you not know what's happening? You're managing this football team, and you're managing it poorly. I'm not saying he needed to interject, but I'm saying if you want to come out and say, listen, I heard Purcell going at him, and I wanted those two to work out, I'll take that to work it out. I'll take that, but don't tell me you didn't know what was going on. I'm tired, dude.
Just immediately afterwards, when you see it, you lean into your quarterbacks here and you say, go to him and work it out with him.
And for Russ, dude, I know this isn't in your DNA and personality, but fire back. Fire back a little bit. You know, I go back to, you remember, Russell Wilson throwing the interception when they lost the Super Bowl to New England. And he kind of... He walks off the field and he does his post game and he was very positive. And at the time I loved it because he's like, you know, it's a loss and there are bigger things at work and I'm a godly man. And you know, again, I'm not sure everybody liked it, but I enjoyed it at the time. But now I'm kind of like, dude, everything is not that good. I mean, it is, but it's not when it comes to your job.
He needs to lose his temper sometimes.
I want to see. He almost got into it with a defensive lineman for the Panthers. I want to see him get into someone's grill. You know, I'm not condoning violence, but a little pushing and shoving isn't going to kill anybody.
I'll condone violence if it's going to help the Broncos win.
Dixon, you get the defending Super Bowl champs probably without Matt Stafford and any receivers to speak of. But yeah, they may not win another one. This is actually kind of fun for non-Broncos fans. But I know it sucks to see the same crap product week after week, so I feel for you a little. Well, look, Dixon, just let the Broncos have the worst season I've ever seen for Dixon's, like, nice side to come out here. He said George Payton's two big moves and Hackett and Wilson are looking like franchise killers. You're not wrong. This is so bad right now that, assuming it all doesn't work out, Hackett, it's not going to work out. Russ, you are praying that it works out. There's a part of my brain that still goes, he can't be this bad from 1 year to the next. Now, I know Seattle wasn't good last year, but his numbers were nothing like this.
Does anyone have a DeLorean? I would like to get into a DeLorean
and go back
with some
to
game
two,
film.
Go 2015.
Back. Yeah. No.
Take me back there and watch a Super Bowl.
You know what? You're right.
Let's go. If we're going to use a DeLorean, let's go back and watch something fun.
Give some answers to Elway and say, hey,
do the opposite of everything that you did.
Yeah. You don't need a tall guy. There are plenty of quality quarterbacks in the draft. Why don't you get one of
Josh
them?
Josh Allen, you could have. You got a tall guy, though. John Elway, go back in the past. Do everything the opposite of what you did. Going back to the whole plan A, plan B thing. Peyton Manning, good. All the free agents that followed, good. But then the way you handled Brock Osweiler... should have been different. He should have been the starting quarterback for the Broncos the very next season. Hopefully Gary Kubiak would have stayed because Gary liked Brock Osweiler. You make that decision. You stay with Brock, and I know Kubiak also had some health concerns. You don't draft Paxton Lynch. You don't waste a lot of time with Trevor Siemian and all this. You don't draft Bradley Chubb. You draft Josh Allen. Maybe you don't re-sign Von Miller, which, again, that's a tough one for me because I love Von. And he is a great player. This team became the Harry Potter thing, the Dementors. This team, they're the Dementors. They suck the life out of everything. I'm watching that game yesterday. It's 11 o'clock. As the game continues, I'm getting mad. More and more mad.
I was yelling at the TV, and I've been pretty calm all season, but I'm yelling at the TV because at certain points it looked like the defense was being lazy.
I think, and again, I hate to say somebody gave up, but you don't think there's one guy on this team thinking of, where am I going in about a month or two? What am I going to do? I got a lot of time off. You don't think anybody on that team's thinking about that? Eastside Chris Brady, we should jump on the Jets. On Jets not making playoffs. If they do, the Broncos attain the longest playoff drought? Is that true? I don't know. I don't have that in front of me.
The longest current playoff drought? That's what I've heard.
Wow. So would this be year seven? Would this be seven? It was Kubiak missed it at 9-7. Then Vance. So there's three. Vic. There's six. And now we're on seven. We would be on 7 years. The year of the Elway. The number of the Elway. Seven. Wow. I'm tired of it, man. This is since the bye week, which you thought they were getting things right against Jacksonville. Since the bye week, they've scored three offensive touchdowns. It's incredible to me. They're averaging 14.3 points per game. Steve Wilks and Sam Darnold. Darnold was at one point the third string quarterback on this team.
And I could have told you that Sam Darnold was overrated.
He didn't look overrated yesterday. He looked properly rated.
It sounds like Nathaniel Hackett can't hack it.
Yeah.
Am I the first person to make that joke? I haven't heard anyone else say it.
Because you
so
look
maybe
so
I'm
proud
not.
Of yourself, I didn't want to ruin that for you.
Yeah, I...
You know, it's like you just found out the ending of The Sixth Sense. I'm not going to be like, oh, dude, everybody
that
knows that.
I'm going to go watch it.
I'm not going to ruin you for that.
This morning, there are so many things that you can blame for the Broncos. You know, you can blame injuries. You could blame the head coach. You can blame the quarterback. You can
blame George Payton now.
Yeah, you can blame. It's like everything has gone wrong. Those years where you just have injuries. You can have those years where you just have coaches.
Well, everybody's
dealing
with
that. This is like a storm of everything.
It is. It's a storm of everything that a great coach could at least tie together and figure out.
I don't think we have one of them.
A good coach could survive a little bit, meaning you win in Indy, you beat the Indianapolis Colts, you know, you beat the Raiders, like you beat some of those close games, and maybe you're looking at five or six wins, an average to good coach. A bad coach is clueless. And has no idea what's happening behind him. Literally behind him. With Purcell and Russell Wilson. Purcell screaming his head off like a madman. And Hackett saying, don't know. Didn't see it.
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Dude, at some point, I'm going to focus all my energy on that.
You have to be confrontational. You have to stop being nice. You have to...
It's like the real world. Remember the real world? The reality show on MTV? What happens when 15 people get into a house and they stop being nice and start getting real? Maybe we need the real world version of the Broncos. Put Hackett, Purcell, Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton, Justin Simmons, Jiro Ivero, all those guys in a room. Make them live together for like 3 months and just let it all go to hell.
Or show some tape of Peyton Manning yelling at Jeff Saturday. This is how you do it when you're
yesterday.
Not winning.
I was watching the game. My father-in-law, you know, he's a very positive guy. So he's like, you know, man, Rusty Scramlin, I feel for that guy. He's such a good dude. And I said, you know, he gets yelled at like that, though. Peyton Manning wouldn't have stood for it, and he would have became a better leader for it. I was thinking about that exact same thing. Jeff Saturday. Is like, we need to do this better, do this. And Manning is back up in his face like, you need to block. Do your job. Block. Dixon, at least with the early start this weekend, most Broncos fans were hammered by two instead of five. Ain't that the truth? The sucky part about 11 o'clock games is if it is a bad game for Denver, it just ruins the rest of the day. You watch football, but the whole time you're watching, you're like, how did they just complete a 10-yard pass so easily? How did a guy drag across the middle with not one corner on him? It's like the play was well designed. How did they run and then they call like a nice little play action that opens up a tight end down the middle of the field? You mean that wasn't knocked down at the line of scrimmage? You mean they don't have a defensive lineman screaming at their quarterback right behind the coach and the coach says he didn't hear anything about it?
No, he didn't see it. So technically he's not lying.
It was behind him.
He didn't see it. He heard it. He's going to get to the bottom of it as soon as nobody's looking because he's non-confrontational.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys.
I said
it. Just get along, okay?
I said it a million times. P people that I heard from said, this is either going to be the best, like the most innovative guy we've seen in a while in the NFL, or it's going to be a dumpster fire. And it is a dumpster fire. Isai Chris apparently hasn't heard that one either. Micah, that hack it can't hack it crack was awesome. I doubled over. Dude, Isai Chris, you got to get out more, man.
That, maybe he's a shut-in like me.
Maybe.
Does he hate people like me?
I think he likes us. I think he's a fan of the hosts here.
Because I like us, I like my family, and I like the Broncos, and that's basically it. The rest of the world, eh.
Double A says, Hackett says he loves uncomfortable conversations. Well, good, because he's going to have a bunch of them.
Yeah, he's going to have an uncomfortable one at the end of the season where yeah, you're fired.
Why not fire him now?
They probably should have. Like, after seeing that, they probably should go, yeah, no bueno.
Yeah. All right. We'll take
they have a perfectly good coach on staff right now who could probably be your head coach.
I don't know about
maybe
it.
They're just waiting to fire Hackett at the end of the season and hire a great defensive coach.
Double A says, remember when he had a talk with fumbles? Yeah. Hey, Melvin Gordon, we benched you because you fumbled and you're not good anymore. And then you pouted the whole second half. I'm sorry, coach. I didn't mean to do that. You know what? I believe you, bro. I believe you. You're good. Let's put you back in the starting lineup as soon as next Sunday. That's how his Purcell, what's that conversation going to be like? Hey, Purcell, what'd you say to Russ, man? I told him this and this and this and this and this. Okay, that's fair. That's totally fair. And you're justified in your feelings. Russ, how did it make you feel? You know, it's nothing I've never dealt with before. I got Wolverine blood. I can handle it. If there's anyone that can handle that, it's me. Believe it. Your guys are good. Shake hands, hug it out, let's go. You don't want to hug? You look like you kind of want to hit him? That's fine. I got to go. I got to take this phone call. Hackett, that's not even a cell phone. That's just your hand with your thumb and your pinky out.
He doesn't have Wolverine blood. He has Jubilee blood.
I don't even know what that means.
You got to watch X-Men 92.
I probably won't. Dixon says, and Brady, let's take a break here. And Brady, was it just me or did it seem like they were still having trouble getting plays in and snaps on time? Seemed like they had to use a couple of timeouts and the play clock was always down to almost zero. Yep, back to that too. Back to the good old stuff. See, I miss those days. I like talking about can't get the play clock in. That was months ago. Let's bring that back. We didn't get that out of our system yet.
I miss the good old days of several months ago.
Me too. 28 minutes after the hour. Are the Broncos the worst team in the state? Like, not just this year, but like as far as the misery index. We'll be right back.
Go home with the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
We're going to have Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos on with us in just a few moments. Also, Benjamin Albright, KOA Broncos insider, will join me in the 12 o'clock hour. So we're going to try to get several perspectives on about this team right now. And I don't see any reason to keep Hackett at this stage. It just doesn't make sense because they're literally getting worse. But it sounds like he's here to stay for the year, because I haven't heard anything yet. Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, they have a spine specialist, hip and knee specialist, foot and ankle, hand and upper extremity specialist. They have you covered literally from head to toe. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For more, go to orthohealth.com. 34 minutes after the hour, Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's the worst team in the state? I mean, you can talk about 2022. You can talk about the misery index over the last 5-7 years or so. Is it the Broncos? Are they now at that point? And that is a sad, sad realization. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 11 o'clock, welcome back into the whole show. Can I get some weather? tonight, it sounds like. Get a snowy day, maybe a snowy night, snowy day tomorrow morning, too. So be careful out there. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Oh, Zach, man, the Nine Inch Nails song, every day is exactly the same. This just keeps going through my brain pretty much since October. How are you, my friend?
Oh, Brady, I'm hanging in there. I'm doing well, but I'm doing much better than the Broncos. Let's say that.
I mean, did you think that we were going to get something by now that you'd be reporting on the Broncos moving on from Hackett, or are we just going to ride this thing out and just see how bad it can really get?
You know, I am officially on my toes now. You know, slept with all of my alarms on from. My phone's on loudspeaker to wake up for anything, meaning that it could happen any week now. But since we are sitting here right around noon on Monday, I don't expect a change to be made this week. I believe that's going to happen. It's probably going to happen early Monday morning. So I think we've passed that window for this week, but it really could happen at any time. But if there was ever an embarrassing game where George Payton and or the owners were going to make a change, Brady, it would have been yesterday, so I wouldn't be surprised now at this point if they don't make a move until the end of the season. Just to what benefit are you really going to get for this year? You could get to see what Evero could do, but this team's really bad. Are you actually going to get a good assessment of what he can be as a head coach? So at this point, I do think that they're probably just going to let this season ride out.
It's kind of like the Mike Sanford thing with CU. It's like you're already terrible. It's going to be an unfair assessment. I mean, the poor guy is not going to get judged fairly because that team was already in major disarray. So kind of what you're saying with this situation, I get it. But man, Zach, I'm watching yesterday. That was the first. I mean, again, it was more 13 points. Felt like a big blowout, though. It really did. I just found myself at the end of this one angry. At least the other ones got your heart pumping. You were wondering what was going to happen late, and you could still go back and say, "Hey, a couple of miscues here. They're not that far away." Even though we all kind of knew it was still a disaster. This was the worst one yet, and it was to the Panthers, who I thought were tanking, but I guess not.
Well, I think their owner may be a little upset at the win because I think they were
tanking.
You know, they fired their head coach. They traded away their best player. They traded away their best receiver in Robbie Anderson. And they were on technically their third string quarterback, Brady. And yes, the Broncos have injuries, but you know what? They have their top players for the most part, and they have their starting quarterback. They have their head coach that they've been working with all season. And just, I mean, we saw a move that the Broncos tried to make last week by making Clint Kubiak the play caller. Well, it looked like that was a good move the first half of last week. Since, it has been a complete and utter disaster. The Broncos are averaging fewer points with Clint Kubiak calling plays than they were with Nathaniel Hackett. When Nathaniel Hackett, they were at the bottom of the league. Now, Brady, we're talking about this is one of the worst offenses in terms of scoring points in the last 25 years, not just in Broncos history, Brady, in NFL history. This thing is so bad. And I think the reality is starting to set in and really open people's eyes that, unfortunately, the Broncos aren't one injury away, one Javonte Williams injury away from being back. They're not one move in the offseason from being back. And that's so disappointing because, Brady, we talked about it for the past many years together. If the Broncos just get a quarterback, that they're one piece away, it's a tough piece to get, but when they get that, they're going to be there. Well, you know what? We thought they did that move, and now they're tied to Russell Wilson and really handcuffed for the next couple of years. It is a very bleak output, to put it nicely.
I mean, you're better off with Drew Lock at this point because you'd still have all the draft picks. And that was, to be honest, Zach, at the beginning of all this, before they traded for Russ, I thought, why not just run it back? If at the very least, you'd be 3-8, and then you get draft picks like crazy and let George Payton cook, so to speak. But instead, he wanted to try to make it an instant fix with Hackett. But I got to ask, okay, so Russell Wilson, like, Zach, you tell me, man, is he really that bad, or is he a victim of a clueless head coach that's just ruining everything? I mean, is it possible for us to hit that brick wall so suddenly?
That's what's hard to believe, is that he just fell off a cliff so far and so drastically fast. But great quarterbacks, Brady, elite quarterbacks, the type of quarterbacks the Broncos thought they were getting in Russell Wilson raise everyone's ship. They make offensive linemen better. They make receivers better. They make coaches better. They make schemes better. And the fact that not only has he not done that, but he and the offense have seemed to drag everyone down, that's what really concerns me. Is it's not like we're sitting here saying, wow, Russ is kind of underwhelming right now. He's an average quarterback in the NFL. We thought we were getting a top 10, top 7, maybe even top 5 quarterback. And then you could say, well, maybe it is Nathaniel Hackett. Maybe it is these injuries weighing him down to be an average, even the 20th best quarterback, Brady. In nearly every major statistical category, Russ is bottom 5, if not bottom 2 in the NFL. So that's what scares me. And we're past the point of this is a new offense. Just give him time. I gave him what I thought was a very lenient 8 games, 8-9 games, half a season. Now we're sitting here, we're in the home stretch here, and it still is as bad as ever. I mean, honestly, Brady, Russell Wilson should not have had a touchdown pass yesterday. The Broncos were getting beat by 3 scores by a 3-8 Carolina Panthers team that you said, as you said, were tanking. In meaningful football, they were getting blown out by a bad team.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider here. And, you know, you look at, you know, the touchdown at the end, then they get the onside kick, and there was a part of me kind of leans up in my chair going, oh, really? Maybe? Wouldn't that be something? Did the Purcell-Russell Wilson thing, did that spark something? And then you just see the same thing, and even Russ kind of gets one out there, drop pass, all right, that's nothing new. What did Purcell say to Russell Wilson, Zach?
Let's freaking go. Now, he used a different word instead of freaking. But, I mean, that was something, and I don't think we're getting the full story there. I do believe that Mike Purcell was just trying to get the offense going, and you go to the leader of that. But what just doesn't add up to me is Mike Purcell said that there was nothing said to him in order to go over to Russell Wilson. When you see that video, Mike Purcell is clearly just walking to the bench, and then he immediately makes a beeline to Russell Wilson. I have to imagine that Russ said something. Now, remember, Mike Purcell had just got a penalty on special teams and was walking off the field. So if it was, you know, just keep your head in the game, just something kind of mild, but something that sparked him, because that does not look like a natural reaction when nothing happens. So that's, I think, the part of the story that we're missing. And I'm guessing here, but that's what doesn't add up to me.
Okay, two things on that. When he started yelling, like he got mad, I just went back to that video weeks ago, maybe months ago, showing Russ, hey, when I yell pass, you guys say, you got to yell pass, you got to yell run. Like, and yeah, we all kind of joked about that. Like, that might be kind of annoying for the defense. You almost wonder if something was said like that, and Purcell's like, dude, shut the blank up. Like, it's ridiculous. The other thing, Zach, Hackett said he didn't see it. Well, I guess he didn't see it because it was all to his back. But come on, dude. How do you not know a D lineman's going at your quarterback right behind you? Do those headphones cancel the noise out?
Well, he only has one ear covered, so he couldn't cover it all up. But Brady, I think you nailed it. That's exactly how I interpreted it. I thought it was a clever answer from Hackett. He didn't see it, and he's not wrong. We all know that he didn't see it. Now, there is, you know, just a lot of yelling and screaming naturally on an NFL sideline. So he could have just thought it was something, but I mean, the fact that it really was right behind him. Now, here's where I give the benefit of the doubt to him as well. He didn't like flinch at all.
True.
Like it's not like he like kind of looked over, saw what was happening, and then completely avoided it. He didn't flinch at all. So that's why there is some benefit of the doubt for him there.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. They said they're going to – Hackett said he's going to get to the bottom of it. What does that look like, Zach? Like, all right, Hackett's going to be – you know what? We could be focused on trying to win a game, but I think my attention really needs to be focused on what those two guys were saying to each other on Sunday.
Well, I can almost guarantee you, we're talking to Nathaniel Hackett at 3:15 p.m. today. I can almost guarantee he's going to say, yep, I talked to both guys. They're both on the same page. It was just Mike Purcell was frustrated, as Purcell said yesterday as well. And it's just the emotion of the game. That's exactly what he's getting. He's going to reiterate a couple of times that both of these guys are on the same page. They just want to win a football game.
Zach Stevens, my friend. Hey, I'll ask you our poll question today. Who's the more miserable team program right now? Is it the Broncos, Rockies, or the Buffs football team? Who's more miserable? Not worse necessarily, but just miserable.
The Broncos. And it's pretty easy for me because Rockies fans, this is kind of what they expect.
This is what they do.
Right. It's great when something good happens. It's just a surprise. But the Broncos, maybe the Broncos honestly should be like that. This fan base should be surprised when something good happens because that's kind of where it's been the last 7 years. This is the new normal. And with the Buffs, at least there's Deion Sanders hope for them right now. But, I mean, in a week, if Deion decides not to go there, maybe it is the Buffs.
That would be something, man. You are seeing more and more reports about prime time, so we shall see. Zach, my man, appreciate you as always. Good luck with that press conference today. I know you'll be firing off some great questions as always, my friend.
Oh, Brady, love being on. Thanks for having me.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. He's got a good point about the Hackett thing. Like, he didn't flinch. You had Purcell, a giant man, goes up to Russ, starts yelling. Hackett didn't flinch. He's pretty focused on the game. But what are we talking about here? It's just awful. That's why I asked the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's the more miserable team, program, whatever? AA talking about the fight or whatever. This is a man's problem that needs handled with men that are leaders, not an HR human resources department. Well, maybe that's what Hackett is. It's just like a human resources department. Eastside Chris says, NoCo, good morning, NoCo, reviewed new official words, gaslighting. I checked the dictionary. Ironically, a picture of Russ Wilson popped up. Help me out, Mike. Translation? They were talking about what? I listened this morning, but I didn't hear that part.
I think it's when like one person says something and just to make the other person angry or whatever.
So do you think Russ said something like, "Hey, keep your head in the game," and that's what pissed off Purcell? Or
I think Purcell, if anything, Purcell may have said that just to get Russell Wilson going.
No, what if Russ said, "Get your head in the game," and then Purcell's like, "What? What are you talking about?" That'd be interesting. All right, 11:52 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one here. We got the final Clay Millen show of the season, and it's going to end very great because they beat New Mexico. Clay Millen just set an NCAA passing record, 72.2% completion, and now the highest ever by a freshman quarterback for a season at the FBS level. So we're very excited to talk to Clay about that. And the Rams got a dub. And I'll tell you who my player of the week is, presented by Zvi Brewing. If you follow me on Twitter, you already know. We'll be right back.
Support your community with KFKA and Greeley Satellite Rotary Weld Gives Day on December 6th.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, before we go, the whole show player of the week presented by Zvi Brewing is Torrey Horton, who had 10 receptions for 131 yards and a touchdown. All right, busy second hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.